Good morning, Senator. I wondered if you could share any information about the status of tax extenders and the agreement that has been reached on the income tax rates.
Yeah. I hate to do it because it's not very well spelled out. But if it's the way that I've heard it in a meeting I just came from, but again, they haven't written the bill, and there's still some details that haven't been fully worked out. But I'm led to believe that the extenders of 2009, and that's 71 of them, including biodiesel, would be extended for the years 2010 and 2011. And the extenders that run out December 31st, 2010 would be extended for, including ethanol, would be extended for 2000 through 2011, so that all these extenders would sunset at the same time. What I don't know about ethanol is that there's been floating around 36 cents versus 45 cents. I've been an advocate that we shouldn't change any policy in any of these extenders. And I don't think that any policy will be changed, but I want to tell you that I don't have a final answer to that. Bill Brazier?
Yeah, Senator, you said you didn't know the level of the ethanol extension. What about the tariff?
Basically for the 71 provisions of last year and a lesser number of provisions that are expiring this year, including ethanol this year, it's my understanding that we're going to extend existing tax law and just change dates. Now, when an exception to that might be whether it's 36 cents or 45 cents on ethanol, but I don't think it deals with the credit at all because somewhere along the line, you've got to have a tariff or you're going to be subsidizing Brazilian sugar ethanol. You don't want to do that.
So, but you're not sure yet at this point
No.
whether it's included, just assuming
No.
it is.
No, I'm not. But you keep in touch with us. We'll get the information for you.
So this means, what is this, assuming this passes, you go through this again next year in terms of all of them, or both the biodiesel and ethanol, you can deal with that in terms of reconciliation or what?
No. Well, it could be dealt with in reconciliation, but I think it'd be more apt to be dealt with as part of an energy policy. And then I think we're all committed to thinking in terms of changing the credit to help for infrastructure. Now, I haven't made up my mind that I'm going to do that, but I'm committed to sitting down and talking to people on the possibility of changing the approach for subsidizing ethanol to putting some of that money into infrastructure.
Mm-hmm.
Ken, go ahead.
A lot of support for that idea? Is it the infrastructure?
Well, I think that there is, but it's so new, so few of us have had briefings on it, that I'm not sure that I can make a sweeping judgment. But I'm sure that if you can show, as the plan does, that you're phasing out something after 30 years, it'll probably be more apt to be received favorably than what we're fighting now, should it be continued at all.